Hello and welcome to this week's Shoot the Moon podcast, broadcasting live and direct from Revenue Rocket World Headquarters in Bloomington, Minnesota. If you're a frequent listener to our podcast, or even if you're not, we are Revenue Rocket Consulting Group, growth champions for IT services companies worldwide, and we've been doing that for the last 20 years, so we're glad that you're tuned in and listening today. Today I've got my partners on the call, Ryan Barnett and Matt Lockhart. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. Morning, Mike. Thanks for having us on today. You know, a lot of our work is in the M&A world, but the other part of it is doing strategy and growth strategy consulting for IT services companies. So we often work with a lot of technologists who are really, really good at what they do, and they understand and they have some great products or software or services that they put together that allows them to utilize the technology in the best way. However, sometimes we also work with a number of companies who haven't quite figured out the messaging to an appropriate audience. So, Matt, I'd love to kind of get your thoughts on when we're looking, to help companies, where we help them start out when it comes to a product offering. Well, can you kind of introduce the concept of the SVP methodology?
Yeah, absolutely, Ryan. And, we've seen this. So SVP, first off, stands for specialization, verticalization, and productization. And this is a method that Mike and team started developing, like 20 years ago, and has been refined over that time. And the idea is you've got to have, really all three of these things nailed to effectively be in that top quartile for both growth and profit realization. Specialization, simply said, is you've figured out what you're best at, and you are able to stand on that commitment of being an extremely specialized provider. And now that doesn't mean it needs to be super narrow. As your company grows, that specialization can grow as well. Verticalization, as we all know, is understanding a particular vertical, having both that functional experience and then the offerings that meet specific use cases within that vertical, and really understanding the nuances of that vertical. And again, doesn't mean that you're only addressing one vertical. You can have multiple verticals, but you understand and are experts within that vertical. And then to the topic today, productization is you've got IP, right? Intellectual property that is a bundling of your specialization and meets some of those use cases within a vertical. And productization can take the form of, hard-coded IP, hard-code software, a combination of hard, software and deliverables in addition to process-related intellectual property. Or in some cases, it is true process intellectual property that can be bundled in the form of offers that enable you to add higher value, get to market quicker with your customers, et cetera, et cetera. So that's kind of some background on SVP. We've implemented it hundreds of times for our customers. We've seen other organizations. Well, shoot, Microsoft. Mike and I were on an event recently with Microsoft, and if you look at their entire go-to-market and partner program, you see some similarities to what we're talking about with SVP.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I would add, much of I think the best vendor partner ecosystems have adopted this methodology as well. It's not just Microsoft. I mean, we can certainly look to the best performing partners in the Salesforce ecosystem and the ServiceNow ecosystem and IBM's ecosystem, and just most of the major tech vendors, you know, ecosystems sort of have aligned to this model. And the primary reason is because it works, right? It's certainly been proven over time. I know oftentimes we have discussions about, you know, is this going to work in an individual situation? And, you know, frankly, we get a lot of pushback on that from individuals that feel, hey, we've done this in a geography or we've worked in a certain way for a period of time. And maybe they've hit one of these glass ceilings that all IT services companies hit from time to time. And they wonder, how do they break through? What's the magic? Is it just run faster? You know, work harder, or is there something else? And we've certainly seen this as a catalyst for change for those folks.
Absolutely. And I think part of this is a methodology. You've got to get someone in the mindset of walking through and understanding how can we utilize what we're great at and put it into something that has an economic benefit. And today, kind of, that's where I'd love to dig in. If we think about the P and the productization portion of this, we oftentimes look at a feature of a product. And I just want to define that up. A feature is something that a product or service offering is able to do. A feature might be configuring a database. It might be optimizing a cloud infrastructure setup to run faster. And these are the actions in which you're doing that that's what you're doing. And in the past, an IT buyer was very likely to look at the features that your product had. We want to switch that paradigm a little bit in understanding that a feature is what it is, but you want to look at the benefit, which is, you know, why does that feature matter? So we're finding that there has been a paradigm shift in who buys IT services. It's no longer that it's the CIO only or the director of IT, that these decisions are being made by someone that is, I'd say, up the chain in the organizational structure. So typically a business buyer who's more concentrated on understanding how their business is running. They're influenced by what their other peers are doing in the marketplace. And they're ultimately influenced by something that has significant economic benefit. And I really, today I want to stress the thought that when you're thinking about any feature or anything that allows you to bundle your services today, flip that and ask the question of how can our client make more money, or how can our client save money? And think very, very distinctly upon the ways that you can put a dollar value assigned to a feature. So I'll back it up into something that I worked on in the past. We had a software product that enabled us to understand how hard a gas pedal was being mashed in a truck. How fast was someone accelerating quickly? Well, the feature was a report for rapid acceleration. The benefit at the end of the day wasn't that we knew about rapid acceleration, although that was something that we want to know about it, but what happens when someone has a rapid acceleration or rapid deceleration? What that means is that they're really trying to go fast from the stop. And what that happens is that's a really bad way, a really quick way to get 2 miles a gallon for your truck that should be getting 6 miles a gallon. On if gas is at $4 a gallon or $3 or $4 a gallon, that 3 to 4 miles per gallon starts to make a massive economic impact. So when we think of things like tuning a server or installing a firewall or implementing a firewall, let's start thinking about how that firewall could be used to help mitigate the risk of a pipeline being shut down. And what's the economic value of that? Well, we learned this week there's straight up dollars, and we've seen some massive economic impact that is well beyond just the feature that we're implementing of a firewall being tuned. Matt, Mike, any other examples, or can you give some clear thoughts of where technologists tend to get stuck in the woods of how cool a feature may be?
Well, I think it's super easy, Ryan. I mean, you know, technologists, we and I, you know, suffered from this in the past, are pretty excited about what we've built, right? And we see that it's pretty amazing. Look at how much faster it is. Look at it, you know, look at the great user experience that it is, right? And it's fun and easy to talk about those things. But you know, you lose sight of that ultimate outcome that those features can provide. And, you know, you drew it out to its ultimate, you know, end of, you know, how does it help an organization make money or save money? You know, we often use the so what, all right? So, you know, when somebody's talking about a feature, you say, so what? All right. And maybe they'll talk a little bit more about that feature. Well, it's super fast. So what? Well, super fast allows more transactions to be enabled. Okay. So what? Well, when more transactions are enabled, you know, we're making it a better experience for the customer. Okay. So what? Well, when it's a better experience for the customer buys more from us. Oh. So you're increasing your revenue, you know, because this feature enables faster transactions, right? And so, yeah, it's a simple way and a simple thought, but it goes to this idea of flipping the mindset to the outcome that product can provide.
And I would add, Matt, to that point, that to have credibility, to have discussion about that positive business outcome within that company, you really need to be aligned and know that industry exceptionally well, or you're going to have to do a lot of selling on your to build credibility that you know more about that business or enough about that business to know that that business outcome will occur. And so it's critically important that happen.
You mean like our 100% focus on the tech services marketplace, Mike?
Yeah.
It kind of follows that thought pattern.
That's correct.
Well, Ryan, did we accurately convey the difference between feature and benefit? And why this is so important in the productization process?
I hope so. I'm just going to beg technologists that are out there, think beyond the what it is and think about the why. So what, Matt, was a perfect example, and just keep asking yourself to get to the point of, you know, why are you building it? Why is it going to matter? And at the end of the day, how is that going to be bundled together to make your solution something that is just something that a client's going to absolutely want to buy and have a critical economic reason to buy. So that's all the questions I've got for you, gents. I appreciate your insight.
Great. And with that, we'll tie a ribbon on it for this week in June 2021. You guys have a great week. We look forward to convening next week. Take care.